You're listening to the Starshine Magazine podcast. I'm your host, Sandy Lowe, and each episode I'll be chatting with different folks in the entertainment industry, actors, singers, writers, directors, and more. Stay tuned and meet our guest.
Hi, my name is Michaela Zanu. I'm the creator of Couples Therapy, the series.
Hey guys, my name is Rob Alisea, and I am the executive producer of Couples Therapy, the series.
And we're on Starshine Magazine podcast.
Hi, this is Sandy Lowe, and I'm with Rob and Michaela. Guys, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, my pleasure. So I want to jump right into Couples Therapy. I watched the trailer. Really cool concept. I love the idea of it. It looks awesome. I can't wait to actually watch the whole thing. In your own words, why don't you tell me what Couples Therapy is about?
Well, Couples Therapy is a dramedy pilot. It's about Natalia, a couples therapist who treats neurotic newer couples while her own marriage is falling apart and she can't follow her own advice, like the same advice she gives to her patients. She cannot follow it to save her own marriage. And as her patients and her absent husband push her over the edge, she just goes down a kind of like a self-destructive spiral. Yes. So this is pretty much what couples therapy it's about. It's more like a commentary on modern relationships and just shedding a new light on the modern woman.
Very cool. And why did you want to create this show?
Well, it's sort of based on my personal life and some personal experiences. I was kind of coming out of a really bad relationship and I just was dealing with so much heartache. And I was also mad at myself because I should have known better. Like I proud myself to be, a strong, independent woman and that I can like spot the BS from a mile away. But I got myself entangled in a toxic relationship and just sort of like dealing with that. And I happened to have a conversation with a friend who mentioned her going to couples therapy with her husband. And I got this idea about this couple therapist that cannot follow her own advice and is this delightful mess, as I felt I was at that time. And at the same time, I realized that it gave me a wonderful opportunity to talk about modern relationships, because I feel like a lot of issues haven't been given enough of a voice in television, and a lot of modern types of relationships like polyamory or open relationships and power struggles with between ambitious and professional couples, etc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very interesting, and I'm sure that it goes on a lot where most people who are therapists, I feel like, they can't take their own advice. And it's like human nature. It's like, we don't know how to help ourselves.
Yes. It's kind of like those who can do, those who can't teach. Or I think Rob had said like a really wonderful expression. Do you remember?
Yeah. Rob? Yeah. So I used to attend a positive psychology course. And one of the teachers had said, it's very hard to read the label when you're inside the jar. And yeah, that just always stuck with me. And I feel like I share it with anybody I know who is kind of going through something where they're like, how could I have made that mistake? And it's like, well, another thing someone one time said to me was, you could take the smartest man or woman in the world and put them in, let's say, a toxic or destructive relationship and watch them go completely mad. And I completely agree with that. I think we've all been there. And that was a big reason why I thought the project was so cool and why I, wanted to be a part of it, because, I feel like seeing a therapist, who is dealing with these different couples, and then, having her own, relationship, like Michaela said, falling apart. I thought that was just a really interesting juxtaposition. And yeah, the writing was really sharp. That was another thing that immediately grabbed me, and just a really, really fun project to be a part of.
Right. Now, I was going to ask you what drew you to it, and so thank you for answering my question.
Sure.
And you produced the series, is that correct?
Yeah, so I was one of a few different producers. I guess like as executive producer, if you kind of want to like put a definition to it. We did a co-production between my company and Michaela. She had asked us to come on and just kind of help get this thing off the ground. And, like I said before, anything in terms of a project that I am align myself with, it's always what's something that I can really stand behind and what's something that I can be really passionate about. And again, I just thought the project was just so cool. The premise, again, the writing. Michaela was obviously super passionate about it. And if you really want to look at it, a lot of times your executive producer, they're someone that kind of just is kind of looking at everything kind of like from the top down, almost like the top of the tree, making sure that, the creative works, you hire the right crew, you help oversee casting, and, you're just really kind of a general hand, really just trying to just make sure that everything works at the end so that, whatever the creator or the writer envisions, that's what we get at the end when, we're in post-production. So hopefully I did a good job.
Yeah, oh no. I was going to say that having Rob on board was such a blessing because I was a first-time filmmaker and I had no idea how anything worked or who to trust or what comes next. And Rob was so on top of it. He would answer all my questions. He would explain things to me. He was just also like very supportive and just and he's also amazing in crisis. Like we had a couple of crises before and on set, and he just like magically figured everything out and found solutions out of nowhere. And it really, I was so lucky to stumble into Rob and have him attached to the project.
That's awesome. And I mean, it must have done something. You guys both must have done something right because you got into Series Fest.
Yes, that's so exciting. That's such a huge win for the show, and I'm just so honored that my project, our project, made it to Series Fest.
Yeah, and as I've told Michaela, like Series Fest is, for anyone who knows the web and episodic world, it's one of the top festivals there is, and it's one that I've tried to get into for a couple of years prior with other projects. So when we found out that couples therapy was accepted, I was like personally super happy. I was like, all right, finally we're in. But also at the same time, just really so happy for Michaela because I know how hard she worked to get this project off the ground. Not just from all the hours that she spent, writing, creating, putting together really just, the right cast and whatnot. But, she also put her own money into this thing, her like really everything she had. And that's something that I personally really respect because when I had, my first, pilot project that was my baby, I did the same thing. So, I feel like anytime, you connect or meet someone that's really willing to kind of, I guess, yeah, for better, lack of a better terms, put their money where their mouth is. I'm like, all right, I can stand behind this. I can support this. And then, you end up, like we said, getting into, one of the top festivals that recognizes this type of content. I think it's just a real testament to, if you do the work, you will reap the rewards.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
And
definitely.
well, Rob and our director Randy Ramos Jr. and my friend and his wife Angela Petrugello, we have this running joke. We are the group of people who spend their life savings on their project. Feel so lucky, and I need to give them a shout out because I feel that the knowledge that Rob gained through creating his own project 3 years ago, and then he helped Randy and Angela create their project next, and then they all helped me create magic the year after. So I feel like I absolutely benefited from their knowledge and protected me from a lot of missteps, and able to whole thing and make it look as beautiful as it ended up looking.
That's awesome. I wanted to ask where we can see it. I know that it's going to be at the festival, but just your average person who wants to watch couples therapy? Where can we go and find it?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, right now we only have the trailer available. We can't release it because we're still doing the festival circuit. Gotcha. But we're working very hard to pitch it to networks and production companies to get some funding so we can actually film it and tell those stories and make it available for people to watch.
Well, hopefully that will happen.
Thank you.
And what advice do you guys have for aspiring filmmakers?
Well, I would say believe in yourself and your vision and stay true to yourself. Don't try to fit into what you believe people expect from you. Work hard, don't give up. And what I realize is very important, build a community of artists, of filmmakers or actors that you trust, that you share a work ethic, and that are genuinely nice people. that's just like very important, like no egos, no crazy drama. I found that very important, and it's also very rare. I feel like I've really lucked out with my group of people.
Yeah, I mean, I would really second everything Michaela said. And I think just to tag on that, you know, also, again, finding that group of collaborators, I think just really making yourself helpful, I think is a great thing. Very often, like I'll meet, you know, young artists or people that are first starting out in the business. And a lot of times, you know, they'll be saying, well, how can I get this? Or how can I do this? And sometimes I say, well, hey, let's start to think about how can you offer, right? How can you provide service? And I think that's been the key to my success is that I was always willing to jump in and help, right? So even if I wasn't directing or writing a project, if I found a project I liked or if a friend needed help, I would jump in and produce it. And I've learned so much by just literally, you know, not having to be at the forefront of a project, but kind of being the guy behind the scenes. And again, really trying to make sure that it gets off the ground and makes it to the finish line. And I think at the end of the day, too, it's like this great, like, I guess, like karma, if you will, right? Like you help people mm-hmm. and then good always comes back to you. So I would say if you're young and you're hungry and you're aspiring and you know, you're always looking to, again, you know, make that next jump. Always see how you can be of help, because it's amazing how when you show up and you're literally there of service, and again, not thinking about what can I get out of it, you end up getting so much more back. And yeah, I would really recommend that.
Awesome. And individually, do you guys have any projects you want to share with us?
I will let you talk. I will let you start, Rob.
Yeah. So currently, my writing partner and I are on a feature, which we're really excited about. It's called Tis of Thee. And it is a biopic about James Armistead. And he was the first black slave turned spy in the Revolutionary War. So we were recently commissioned to write that. And I'm really, really excited for that. And obviously, Couples Therapy is doing great. Continue to be excited about that. And then also I'm collaborating currently with George Romero Jr. You guys may know his father. George Romero's from Night of the Living Dead fame. We're currently collaborating on an episodic project. So yeah, just really exciting stuff and just definitely trying to stay busy, you know, while we're stuck home currently during the pandemic.
Yeah. Well, for me, I'm like Couples Therapy pretty much takes all my energy right now, working on, you know, pitch decks and how to promote it and the whole festival circuit. And if you think about it, it's pretty recent. Like we filmed in October and like 6-7 months later, all these amazing things are happening. So I'm trying to kind of like catch up with that. Mm-hmm. I am developing a couple of scripts, but they're still like in very like fetus state. So there's not much to tell about it. But yeah, definitely trying to stay creative and productive during this time.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys both so much for speaking with us. I'm excited to see what other works you guys have coming out. think, and hopefully out of the quarantine, you know, a lot of creativity does come from that. So.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mandy, and hope that, you know, you continue to stay healthy and productive. And this is a great podcast. So hope that your listeners continue listening. We're definitely big fans. And again, we really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us.
Yes. Thank you so much for having us. Thank you. Stay safe.
All right. Bye.
You too.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in as always. And big thanks to Rob and Michaela for being on the podcast, being my first duo on the podcast. Check out starshinemag.net as always for all of your entertainment news and interviews and reviews. Till next time, guys. Talk to you soon. Are you a band, brand, or business looking for marketing help? Sandy Low Media offers affordable pricing on publicity services, social media strategy, web design, and more. Go to sandylowmedia.com for more info. Mention Starshine Mag for 10% off any service.